Acts, chapter 13. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, "Separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John as their minister. And when they had gone through the isle to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, magician, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Barjazus, who was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name, by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, look, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Now, when Paul and his company left from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, Saturday, and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, "You men and brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, speak on." Then Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our forefathers and exalted the people when they lived as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a mighty arm he brought them out of it." And about the time of 40 years, he endured their deeds in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave to them judges about the space of 450 years, until Samuel the prophet. And afterward, they desired a king, and God gave to them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for a time of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up to them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, "I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will of this man's descendants. God has, according to his promise, raised for Israel a Savior, Jesus." When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, "Whom do you think that I am? I am not he, but there comes one after me, the shoes of whose feet I am not worthy to loose." Men and brothers, children of the stock of Abraham, and whoever among you fears God, to you the word of this salvation is sent, because those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor yet the voices of the prophets who are read every Sabbath day. Saturday, they have fulfilled them in condemning him, and though they found no cause of death in him, yet they desired of Pilate that he be killed. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you good news, how the promise which was made to the forefathers, God has fulfilled the same to us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, "You are my son. Today I have fathered you." And as concerning that he raised him up the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said in this way, "I will give you the sure mercies of David." Therefore, he said also in another psalm, "You shall not allow your Holy One to see corruption," because David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was laid to his forefathers and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. Let it be known to you, therefore, men and brothers, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all who believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets, "Look, you despisers, and wonder and perish, because I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no way believe, though a man declare it to you." And when the Jews had left the synagogue, the Gentiles, non-Jews, asked that these words might be preached to them. The Next, Sabbath. Saturday. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day, Saturday almost, the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul, contrad, icting, and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but since you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, indeed, we turn to the Gentiles, non Jews, because the Lord has so commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light to the Gentiles, non Jews, that you shall before salva ion to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the regio. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them, and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.